That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
New Zealand's commercial fishing industry faced a massive change today when the US Court of International Trade ruled for a temporary ban on the exportation of 7 species of fish from New Zealand waters to the US. Today I spoke to Michael Lowry, Managing Director for the conservation group Sea Shepherd, that brought the lawsuit to the US for the protection of New Zealand's critically endangered Maui dolphin. Can you tell our listeners what this temporary ban is and why Sea Shepherd brought this lawsuit to the US courts?
Yeah, it's a fairly complicated case that goes back 3 years. So we started this case in 2019. Your listeners might want to research some of the background to the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which is a new US law that came into effect. Well, it was introduced in 2017, and it's basically to protect US consumers from inadvertently eating fish from a country where they may be inadvertently contributing to the decline of endangered marine mammals, right? So the fish from those countries. The US gave the countries around the world 5 years to comply, saying, Your bycatch of marine mammals has to be at least comparable to our standards in the US. So we petitioned the US government in 2019 saying that the Maui dolphin, critically endangered, the most critically endangered marine dolphin in the world, the standards were less than what was required by US law. NOAA rejected that, so then we took them to court. And that's where the case has been in front of the judge for about 2 years now. So that's really the background, and it's fairly complicated. There's a lot of background to it if people want to find out more information. You'll find that some countries, like Scotland, for example, they had a similar issue whereby a bycatch of seals, which were sort of eating the salmon they were exporting to the US, they were being shot, basically, obviously not to protect the seals, but protect their fishing industry. So they complied with the US court, saying they were no longer going to shoot seals. So that's one example of a country that realised that their $200 million a year industry, the Scottish salmon, was under threat. So what they did was they complied and they stopped shooting seals. So that's an example of a country that did comply. New Zealand obviously has not. And the fishing industry, along with the New Zealand government, have defended it in court in the US.
No, that's really interesting. So how is commercial fishing on the North Island's west coast affecting the Maui dolphin population?
Well, basically there's only about 48 to 60 something or other left of them. There's probably, 2,000 if you went back to, 50 years ago. A lot of them got taken out in the 70s, 80s and 90s when they had very little protection and they were doing things like pier trawling on the west coast. So that's probably when a lot of population was in a steep decline. It wasn't until later on they realised, the Maui dolphin is a separate subspecies to pahu or hectors in the South Island. And they decided it needed more protection. So protection started coming on in about 2008, the Labor government, but not enough. So basically, they're protected out to about 4 nautical miles in a stretch up the coast from sort of above Taranaki up towards Kaipara. But that's not enough because their range is 100 metre depth contour, so they can go travel outside that area. Sea Shepherd, New Zealand, we've been started patrols in that area in 2019, and we'd patrol along the strip between Manukau Heads to Port Waikato, and probably only a couple of times we saw dolphins in that area. It's not particularly big, Maui dolphins it is, so we ascertained from that they were probably outside the protected area, because it's not particularly like a reservation. Obviously, the dolphins don't know. They're not protected outside that boundary.
Moving forward, how would Sea Shepherd like to see New Zealand's law change for the future of New Zealand's endangered marine life?
Well, more protection. You know, the fishing industry has really got away with a huge amount of, industrial extraction. You know, and going back, 50 years, there's been some reports, Sea Around Us report, outline some of the problems. There's huge problems with the New Zealand fishing industry. I mean, you just need to look online, look at the documentaries that have been made, all the NGOs that have complained about it. They appear to be a little bit of underwater themselves, and that's the problem. They need to be reined in by the government. We need to have more observers, more cameras, and we need to get out of the habitats of marine mammals like Maui or the our endangered sea lion. We also have problems with birds, obviously, with seabirds being taken out by longlines. We have multiple problems with threatened species in Aotearoa, unfortunately.
That was Michael Lawry, the Managing Director for the conservation group Sea Shepherd, talking about New Zealand's commercial fishing industry facing a massive change today when the US Court of International Trade ruled for a temporary ban on the exportation of 7 species of fish in order to protect the New Zealand's critically endangered Maui dolphin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.